the amount of second-hand homes up for sale this summer is only half what it was 10 years ago, just under 12,500 properties for sale in July compared to just under 25,000 in July 2014. Joanne Geary is here. She's Managing Director of MyHome.ie. Joanne Geary, thanks for coming into us today. Why the big fall?
Well, I think what you can see here is that, you know, this analysis, which is new analysis for us on the secondhand market, it very much highlights that scale of the shortfall on the secondhand property side of things over the last decade. A 50% reduction in secondhand stock available for people to buy is pretty significant.
And why? Why the big fall?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. If I take you back to 2014, when the stock analysis was done 10 years ago, you know, the economy was coming out of the financial recession, the property recession. Property prices were, you know, somewhere in the region of 17% increases at that time as well. So you could see that the economy was improving, although property prices were coming off a low base and improving. People were motivated to move on with their lives. And now if you look at 2024, the economy is still in great shape, demand is very strong, and the underlying issue in this market, as it has been for a number of years now, is the lack of supply. Because people, if they're thinking of trading, whether that is trading up or trading down, it becomes a cyclical effect here. If you can't see a property or find a property that suits your budget or location, you're going to stay put in the main.
The decline in the number of properties available, it's not as sharp in Dublin. Why?
Well, I think if you look at the data here, there was a 19% reduction in Dublin versus the rest of the country. If I compare it to Munster, for example, there was a 61% reduction in available stock in Munster. The reason why, I think, is down to Dublin, you know, certainly benefiting from a lot of new homes development in the intervening 10 years. And also, if I take you back to 2014, Dublin would have benefited first and foremost from the price increases back then. No, so you're seeing that Dublin is a market that's trading and turning over faster than other parts of the country.
What can be done, in your view, to make more second-hand homes available?
Well, look, I think the fundamental point here of this analysis is that we would encourage the government to be doing more on the supply side. You know, there has been a lot of measures on the demand side, you know, for first-time buyers in particular, but more needs to be done to encourage second-hand stock to trade. You know, there's a number of incentives, for example, that could be offered, but fundamentally, more supply needs to happen, more building, and the planning system is fundamental to that.
And with population growing by an average of 65,000 every year since 2016, this problem looks like it's going to get worse.
Well, I think we're on, you know, a good trajectory. Looking at the new home starts for the first 5 months of the year, they were coming in at just over 32,000 units in the first 5 months. Taoiseach Simon Harris's own ambition is to deliver 50,000 units a year. We need to be developing, you know, in excess of that. So I would encourage the government to double down and triple down their efforts to look at many measures to increase more supply, because that is the answer to the fundamental issue here.
And we'll be hearing about a study into new houses in the business news a little bit later in the programme. Joanne Geary, Managing Director of MyHome.ie, thank you very much for coming into studio.